Well, thank you for joining us on a Thursday evening. And welcome to Caching in the Northwest. You know, this is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the continent. So while you're trying to figure out what Dad wants to do this weekend, we'll be caching in the Northwest.
And that means it's time to bring in our challenging chimpanzee. Some say he can cleanly divide by zero. Others say he keeps his pants up with an asteroid belt. All we know is he's called Land Monkey.
You said asteroid.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for the gracious introduction. And so fun to be here with a whole bunch of friends online here, having a great podcast. Quick reminder that we definitely appreciate the support of our patrons who help to keep this podcast coming each and every week. If you want to know more about supporting the show, click the Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. And this week we are going to talk to Lookout Lisa and Kid Vegas 19 about a geocoin challenge. So we're looking forward to that. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
You are very welcome.
You are always welcome here.
Always wonderful, wonderful guys. Well, as always, before we get going, we need to start glowing, as I think we've said a couple of times here on the podcast. The glow, of course, is the geocaching log of the week, and this week's glow is brought to us by Dreamcacher 5. I assume V is 5. I'm feeling very Roman. Dreamcacher 5 found room with a view. That's GL. The log is GL42NMJB. How about that?
There you go.
And it reads, while I was at, and I'm going to say Gwivy, but I'm sure that's really Geo Woodstock 8, being more of a Roman theme here, but G-W-V-I-I-I. While I was at Geo Woodstock 8, I would ask other cachers, what was their favorite cache? Now, this is from their own perspective. What determines one favorite cache will vary with the person. Some people like that unusual urban cache, like Doctor Who was mentioned a few times. Others may mention the cache that was the hardest for them or was a special adventure. Some would mention a very old cache, a known cache, or a special earth cache with a view. Being in the area, I tried to do the caches people mentioned around here as their favorite. Only one person happened to mention this cache, knowing I was going to hit the coastline a day by myself. I had brought some fresh organic fruit along the way to here and cheese from the Tillamook factory. I still had some leftover wine and a plastic wine glass. As I parked my car at the posted coordinates, I packed my lunch of such for this adventure. The cache was 0.32 miles from the parking lot as I hit the trail. The walk was so beautiful and peaceful, with ferns as tall as me and huge trees in the area made me think of the redwood forest. There was one huge tree across the trail that you had to go under. Before I knew it, I was approaching a bunker, but people were there, and I thought, darn, others know this spot. And as I explored the upper bunker, I noticed I was still 340 feet or so to the cache, downhill, and I couldn't see any signs of a bunker or such. As I winded down the thin path with the huge ferns covering me from view, I finally got to this special spot. I was amazed with the view, solitude, beauty, and history that surrounded me. I unpacked my lunch, displaying its picturesque, and I just enjoyed the sounds of nature provided here. I looked for the cache a bit without the hint, as I usually do. And when I was not finding it, I snacked a bit, then pulled up the hint. It did help once I got my bearing in the direction I needed to go. I spent at least an hour here. I wasn't in any hurry to get on down the road. I would have loved to spend the night if I had more time, but I was not prepared for such, and most likely not legal. This is what I determined was my favorite cache, a place of nature's beauty with a great view, solitude, and not known by many. This is why I love geocaching. You bring me to the best places in your own backyard that I would never have gone to.
How very true. We each have our own experience of something very similar to that, going to a spot and going, I never knew this was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's great. What a great goal. Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, next time you go out looking for a cache, bring your own lunch with some Tillamook cheese, some fresh fruit, and a glass of plastic wine.
In fact,
a plastic glass of wine.
In fact, bring it along when you go caching with any of us, too.
Okay.
Extra.
Yeah. Yeah, pack extra.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, our finder here was able to actually locate the cache, but if you've ever been out and unable to locate a cache, we've got a contest for you. We want you to go back and find that cache that you DNF'd, and you can become a DNF Avenger. So we have other geocaching trackable prizes available for our winners. So make sure you enter, because the next draw is going to be in 2 weeks, folks.
Awesome. So the question being, how do you enter? Well,
I have no idea.
All you have to do is share a story of an avenged DNF using hashtag DNF Avengers. Make sure you tag CachingNW at CachingNW on, if you're sending it on Twitter or on Facebook, so that we know you've posted it and you can be entered into the contest. It's that easy. So Facebook, Twitter, any social media you want. And you know what? You can email it directly to us, feedback@cachingnw.com. We'll reshare your story. We would love to get the audio in your own voice. That'll bump you up in the contest there. So make sure you try and do that. But share your story. Share your DNF avenging adventure with hashtag DNF Avengers.
That's right. No matter how you share it, every entry will receive a special DNF Avengers badge for your geocaching profile. And you know, some of you may win those prizes if your entry is selected by our judges as the winner. The rules? Who cares about the rules? They're rules. Go over, check landmonkey.blogspot.ca. They're all listed there. Thank you to Land Monkey for posting those up there.
No worries, mate.
Speaking of audio, I think we have some.
Yes. We have audio. This is primarily an audio podcast with some video tossed in just because,
But audio that's not the three of us normal hosts chatting, which is really a blessing to people.
And it is so good to have that.
That's right.
This week we've got a call in from Medicine Man of Seattle doing one of the new challenges in the area.
Hello, cachers of the Pacific Northwest. And of course, caching in the Northwest. Medicine Man of Seattle here on May 26, 2018. Just wanted to say happy Memorial Day weekend. Weekend started like any other. However, this Saturday, all the rest of it, that's where we're going to deal with the magic tag event with early in the morning. I have the grant to start the search for these hidden trackables around our city. As it would be, the alarm was set for 6:50 p.m. However, with good luck, a pediatrician friend of mine who lives in Cincinnati remembered that I may be journeying out there this weekend. Sadly, I was not. However, that did prompt me to crawl out of bed, careful not to wake Emma Bear or Lucy Bear, who needed to be snuggling next to me this morning. I readied myself in the bathroom, and just as I was ready to leave, who should need help to sit on the potty? Emma Bear. No time for changing her. Out with her PJ she came. We slipped on her Nikes into the car, and we drove to the first stop, the Mount Lake Terrace. Only one wrong turn that I took on the way there, but parking was right next to Ground Zero. Ah, yes, we looked in that last planter box, and yes, the treasure was ours to be had. Jumping for joy, we raced back to the car, checked the map to see if there was any other travel bugs still out and about. We decided to venture to the Junkins Park location, looked beneath both branches, and sadly, after looking beneath both benches, no trackable was to be found. One last stop on our trip, Carkeek Park, which conveniently served twofold for us. Number one, to check to see if any of the picnic tables nearby would have any electrical plugs near the shelter, because hashtag Emma turns four at Carkeek Park this Sunday. And number two, to see if the final trackable could be found for me, as Emma had clearly claimed the first one for herself. Yes, indeed, we parked the car close again. Hopped out of the car, raced across to found the bench, found the sign, looked up, looked down, looked in underneath. Just as we were about ready to head out, I asked Emma to move that plant just a little bit more to the left. And sure enough, she reached under, made the grab, a small plastic baggie held together with a small rubber band popped free. And we were able to claim a trackable bug for each of us. We made our celebration stop, had a donut, ham and cheese croissant, and then everything bagel at Diva's just down the road. Thanks again for the fun hunt here in our green city of Seattle. Once again, Medicine Man of Seattle, and Emma Bear on this great day. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Bye-bye.
So cool. In case you're not aware of the Snag the Tag That is a promotion going on for GeoCoin Fest coming up later this year in September, right here in the Seattle area. Go to snagthetag.com. You can find out more about what's going on. You grab one of these tags, you take it to GeoCoin Fest, you come back with a coin. How easy can it be?
Sounds easy.
They're all over the state of Washington.
There you go. Just gotta get to them first.
Exactly.
So it's like a continual FTF race going on every however frequently those tags go out.
Exactly.
I was more distracted by his description of donuts and ham and cheese croissants. So.
And the everything bagel at the end?
Well, yeah. And the glow had cheese. And, you know, apparently I'm just hungry.
Awesome. Well, as we briefly introduced off the start of the show, we have Kid Vegas 19 and Lookout Lisa joining us from Cash Advance tonight. Thanks, you guys, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, even after the last time, you weren't there, but Jason, so. But, yeah.
Well, we figured everybody deserves a second chance.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. No, well, Lisa, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I was brought back specifically for this episode.
Keep him in check. Thanks.
Awesome. Hey, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks. I think you'll be down at the Tri-Cities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So, quick little marketing in here. If anybody is planning or thinking about going to the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Adventure or GeoCoin Challenge next weekend. So not this coming weekend, but the weekend after.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They should make sure they look for the Cash Advance tent set up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be at the main Sacagawea Park all day Saturday. Well, close up for a few hours so we can go caching, but
she'll be there all day Saturday.
Well, yeah. Divide and conquer. Yeah.
There you go.
And we heard the coins are going to be awesome.
Yeah. Excited about that too. Yeah. But just looking forward to the adventure. We just love going down there, and it's always fun to see you guys when we go down there.
And they have a multitude of different things planned. Mm-hmm. It seems for this year. So it'll be just that much more different than the last couple of years. So yeah, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Good.
All right. So yeah, as we mentioned, I mean, obviously you guys are from Cash Advance, but maybe not everybody who's listening to the show knows about Cash Advance. So do you want to maybe just give a quick plug on what Cash Advance is?
And then Well, at Cash Advance, we're all about equipping and inspiring geocachers to keep on having fun and adventures. We've been in business since 2005, so that's 13 years. We are currently the only brick and mortar geocaching store in the country, open by appointment for summer hours. Mm-hmm. But we get cachers coming through practically daily. We're right off the interstate here, I-90. So yeah, and we do the monthly subscription box, the Cache Crate, as well as geocaching gear. And then our other company is Compass Creek Designs, which is where all of our geocoins and tags are made.
Very awesome. Thank you very much.
You guys are very busy. So it would be a good idea if you're coming to the Tri-Cities, go ahead and order from Cash Advance now. And in the note, put, I'll pick it up at the Tri-Cities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's even a shipping option when you're checking out is we'll pick up. And then just put a comment. We're already collecting things that we're going to be hand delivering down the Tri-Cities next weekend.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I've heard a rumor that there's a GeoCoin challenge coming to Spokane. So we'll start in the next few questions digging into what it is. But but when does it start?
It kicks off the weekend after our 4th of July holiday. So we
the
have
7th,
There is a kickoff event at Friday night, which is the 6th. And then all the caches will start publishing the next morning. We're having a kickoff Saturday morning. And then that's when all of the caches will publish.
Awesome. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, the 4th of July this year is on the 4th of July.
Yeah, Wednesday.
That way every year, actually.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
Wednesday. Is there a theme? Are all these caches around a specific theme for this challenge?
Yeah, the theme is Helter Skelter. Pick your...
This year, it's the star theme, which is Spokane Trains and Railroads.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so all of the caches have to do with locations that have something to do with our train history, mm-hmm. or even looking forward to future trains and transportation.
We have one cache that's dealing with the future.
Yeah.
But mostly history. Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff. We have a team member this year who is a buff and...
Train buff.
Just knows everything there is to know, mm-hmm. and has been immensely helpful in this, and has made it, I think, even more fun for the regular team members doing this. It's been eye-opening, really.
Oh.
It's one of those, I've lived here all my life, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
We've learned a lot, almost as much as, maybe even more, than the Spokane History Tour that we put on 3 years ago.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What's the official qualifications to become a train buff?
Live,
I don't know. We'll have
dream,
to ask.
Breathe, the railroad. Yeah, it's anything railroad.
Yeah.
The guy knows, and it's so fun because we'll reference newspaper articles, and except they got that part wrong, and that part wrong.
He just knows. Yeah.
Right. Sounds like somebody that Subway Mark should come up and visit with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're already in contact.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. they tend to know each other. So
they go along the same tracks.
Yes.
Well, you guys mentioned the history of Spokane Geo Tour, and Mrs. Lemonke and I have done a couple of the Geo Tours. Really enjoyed them. We most recently did the Sustainability of Spokane, which was a great Geo Tour.
Thank you
for all the work. So the question I have is, because some of the different Geo Tours, in order to complete them, you've had to travel sort of different ranges or go to different places. Mm-hmm. What areas generally will the caches be hidden in for this GeoCoin challenge? Just in the city of Spokane or further out? Or
a little further out, although we've kept it fairly easily drivable.
Okay.
We haven't had a chance to completely beta test every cache in one day yet, but it should be workable. Mm-hmm. How we've arranged them is in different lines. There's four lines. There's the black line, which basically they all start in downtown Spokane. And the black line goes all the way out to Coeur d'Alene. And then there's a green line that goes south, 30 miles, maybe 20, 30 miles with different caches along the route. And then a couple other lines. So we go out to Cheney, and then there's a few more just past Airway Heights in one of the other lines.
And so the concept is to qualify for the GeoCoin, you'll need to find so many on a line or so many on each line.
Right.
And where they converge downtown is to represent, you know, where you, if this were an actual train line, that's where you transfer and go. And so you won't be able to collect up the number of caches just downtown because you won't have enough on a line.
Right.
And these lines are made up of not real railroad lines, but of how the cache is laid out.
Yeah.
And the black line is going to be the icon line. We currently have five different icons on the black line. So it'll be a little more challenging, mm-hmm. but you will get the icons on that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
That is really cool. So you got four lines to choose from. Okay. We got to go back to the black line and the five icons. I mean, that's pretty cool. What cache types are involved, not only in the black line, but in some of the others?
Yeah. So obviously your traditionals. Mm-hmm. And then the black line, we made sure had a mystery, a letterbox hybrid that I believe the base is a mystery, a multi. Mm-hmm. And
where I go, and a virtual.
And a virtual.
We are getting actually two virtual rewards that we'll publish along with our that day.
Nice.
That'll be part of our challenge.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got a lot of event types or cache types covered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, an event is the other one.
I was going to say, what about the event?
Yeah, there'll be the event, is event on the that day line, as well. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I forgot about the event.
Yeah. So the overall tour or challenge, it's not an official geo tour this year, but it will work exactly the same way for the geocachers and for us putting it on. There's currently 40 caches altogether, 10 on each line. And we haven't determined, but it's looking like to complete your passport, you'll need to find 7 or 8 on each line to earn your coin.
Okay. Very neat. Okay. So speaking of the coin, what can you tell us about the coin itself?
Yeah.
So the coin is based off of, it's a Art Deco theme to it. Mm-hmm. The one side of the coin has a train engine that is not necessarily real, but is a train engine. I don't know if this works so that well.
That looks like the artwork that I've seen on your Facebook page for it.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So that's the train side, a star being, you know, Spokane Trains and Railroads.
Yep.
And then the reverse side is the clock tower. That's actually the station in the old days before they tore down the station and kept the tower, Burlington Northern.
Yeah, that's a big train station in downtown Spokane.
And
the tracking code will be along the edge.
Along the edge, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful coin.
Yeah. And there's one other part about it, too. On this side, all of the windows and the clock face glow in the dark.
Oh, great.
Cool. Yeah.
That turned out really cool.
It did. Yeah, it looks really nice. Yeah.
How cool.
So, and speaking of one other thing about the coins, there's two versions. This is the shiny silver or nickel version. And then the other version is
antique gold.
Antique gold.
Ooh, I might like that one better.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in earning them, or are you just first come, first serve?
First come, first served.
So you get to choose which version you want.
One per household for complete a passport.
However,
you can buy
the other version if you wish.
There you go.
Good hefty coin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of chatter in the chat room already about people being excited about the coin and the tour. Mm-hmm. So,
good
stuff. Yeah.
Nice. Now, how long do you think it's going to take to do to be able to fill the passport and get the coin? Are we talking 1 day or an overnight stay?
Hopefully one day.
Yeah, we're shooting for 1 day.
Yeah.
So you have your zealots out there that will have it done in half a day.
Yeah.
Normal people would be a day.
Yeah.
Normal people.
And then
have you met any of these geocachers?
and then there'll be people that will hopefully come to town to make a weekend of it.
Yeah.
That don't live in Spokane. Mm-hmm. I know the Spokaniacs will take their time doing it, so which they normally do.
Yeah, and I know we have some larger families that are coming from out of town. So, you know, they'll be taking their time playing with the kids and really learning a lot about the train history while they're out and about doing the tour or the challenge. Got to stop saying tour, challenge.
Yeah, I know it's hard, right?
Yeah.
So Laura and I are really excited about coming down to it. We won't be able to come there for the launch. We'll be away on a cruise at the time. So, that'll be fun.
The cruise goes right through Spokane, though, right?
Yeah. Sure. We have a port here.
Comes down the Columbia. Or up the Columbia. No, when we're back later in the summer, I think we're going to try and make a run out that way. And we'd like to go and check it out. And you know, we'll try and make sure we plan ahead to get a little visit in with you guys as well. So,
That'd be great.
That'd be good.
Yeah, just let us know ahead of time. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, well, that'll be fun. So, I really excited. I had seen the artwork on the Facebook page, and I guess that's another thing to mention. So,
yes. So
if people want to find out more about this not a tour, this GeoCoin challenge, what are the various places they can go to get more information about this?
Sure. The quickest way, if you're on Facebook, is just type in, unfortunately, we still have the same name, Spokane Geo Tour, on Facebook. But if you can find us that way. And of course, I do post things on Cash Advance page as well on Facebook. And then if you go to cash-advance.com and look for the Geo Challenges pages, you'll find all the information there. And also our Finns Geo Challenge is still going. We still have a few coins left. The Filmed in Spokane one.
Okay. Nice.
So we do still have a handful of coins left, and we're thinking those might be gone, but probably the week after
this one launches. We have a modified passport for that one.
Yes.
Because some of the caches are no longer in operation.
Yeah, it's much easier to do now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the page. Yes. You have a new simplified passport. Find any 20 of the 27 caches.
Yep. Correct.
You might be able to work that into the same day, get two coins.
Ooh. There you go.
Yeah, you could. It would be a long day, but it could be done.
Yeah.
And sorry, I might have missed it. The sustainability of Spokane, the tags are gone? Or
they're all gone. That one's retired. Yep. That one
ran out fast. To buy one.
And they weren't for sale. You had to earn those.
Yeah, those ones we didn't sell. So, no. Yeah.
Wow. So they all went by people completing the GeoCoin challenge or GeoTag challenge or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah.
That one was a Geo Tour for 1 month. And then it turned into a Geo Challenge.
Okay. And that one was neat. That was a unique tag. Well, I want to call it a tag because it wasn't technically a coin.
But, you're correct.
But it wasn't a tag. Like when you think of like a Cashkins or something like that, it was not like that. It was much larger, thicker.
Double-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was color on both sides. Yeah. It's technically manufactured the same as our Cashkins.
It's the same technology.
Yeah, but larger definitely and color both sides
and purposely chosen that route because it's an aluminum tag which is recyclable.
Nice.
So go out and recycle your tag if you earned it and
that's right.
No.
No, you want to probably want to keep it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's that. Now Spokane is a good distance away from most people, unless you happen to be on the east side of the mountains. So spending a night probably is realistic, either, you know, in the morning before or the night before the event or, you know, afterwards to get some rest. We want you to drive safely, folks.
Absolutely.
Please do.
And I should mention our Friday night pre-kickoff event is in Reardon, which is closer to you all.
Yeah.
On the west side. And we kind of planned it that way. So if folks were able to get the day off on Friday or the afternoon off, come driving in, they could come to our afternoon event at the train museum. It's a brand new train museum.
Oh, nice.
Out in Reardon. Yeah. And then, so that'll be Friday night. And then Saturday morning will be the kickoff in Spokane Valley.
Okay, cool. Three Ham says there's a lovely RV park in Spokane. It's cheap. I spent one night there for the SHGT. Is that the Spokane Heritage Geo Tour?
History. Yeah. Geo Tour. Okay.
In an RV lot four times the size of my van. So.
I wonder which one that was.
But so there's different options available in Spokane. It's all very nice there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a well laid out city, definitely. For finding a place to stay and also for the geo tours. I mean, I know we've done a few of them now of the different challenges you guys have had, tours and challenges. I think one of the things that we really appreciate is that every year there's something new. So every year there's another reason to come back to Spokane and earn earn yourself a new trackable. So kudos to you guys for all the
work. Thank you.
Thanks.
Doing that every year.
Yeah, we definitely know it's not easy to do, to lay out this geo challenge year after year. But thank you for doing it. And, you know, it really makes a lot of fun for us geocachers to be able to go out, spend a day in the city, earn a unique trackable. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sure. So the team works hard. We basically provide a table and chairs for them to sit and plan and do. So it's
we've got a great group of over 10 people that show up right now. It's every week to do all the planning, beta testing, get the caches pages written, passport, all the details about that, and making sure that we're planning a really fun day for everybody. And this year you're going to see more countryside south of town. A slightly different area.
Nice. That's cool. I know one of the things that we enjoyed, so we missed the filmed in Spokane. It's the only one we haven't done, but
there's still coins available. Yeah, I know. I'm very,
depends on what's left by the time we get back into North America. But one of the things that we really enjoyed is that all the different places every year, like I said, you know, the new series every year, and every year it would take us to different places in the city and outside of the city. So even taking the places outside of the city, the more rural places, out of the conversation, some of the really cool places inside Metro Spokane, I'll call it, because I know there's different suburbs there.
Yeah.
But that these different tours you guys have put on have taken us to have been really interesting to us. And I love the fact that you've added an earth cache, the last one, in the sustainability.
Of course you do.
But the earth cache was interesting. It wasn't just we should throw in an earth cache, so let's just kind of squeeze one in somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a really interesting earth cache with some real history associated with it, and as well as the geology. So that was quite fascinating.
And it really wasn't all that simple to include an earth cache within the challenge or tour. With the different entities being the publisher and reviewer, and then how people were to provide their answers in a code word,
that one actually ended up publishing, I think, three or four hours after the rest on accident. I think it was different time zone. I don't know, but by the time you came through and were able to do it, it was good to go.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't believe we have an earth cache this year, though.
Okay. I'll forgive you for that.
Icons on the black line if you did.
Yeah.
But two virtuals.
That almost makes up for it.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. Two new virtuals.
Two virtuals,
So there's a question from Three Hams and a Rose in the chat. It says, do you still have a City of Spokane official come out with giant scissors to open your GeoTour event?
Oh, no.
No, they got mad when I kept them the last time.
Oh.
Did you keep the official or the scissors?
Yeah.
Scissors. Okay.
Oh, no, those are.
And then there's a story behind the scissors,
there
too.
There is,
That then
They're the same scissors that opened up Expo 74.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were made here by Kaiser Aluminum, I believe.
Nice.
And the official who's in charge of them never takes their eyes off them.
Yeah.
Like the cup or something, I guess.
Exactly.
We should probably reach out to them, see if they would do that again for us.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Three hands. We'll try. Thanks for that. Brylang in the chat said he's asked for the after show, but I'm going to ask it right now anyways. He's asked for what are the best donuts in the Tri-Cities area?
Well, Tri-Cities isn't quite Spokane.
It's not, and I know, but I know JD and Lisa spent some time in the Tri-Cities. Know that.
Yeah, we haven't spent any time in a donut shop.
No, the best donuts are the ones that they bring
at Sunday, at the CETO,
Free donuts are the best donuts.
Yeah. There, I believe there's going to be food trucks this year as well at Tri-Cities.
At Tri-Cities,
I don't like to see which ones, but hopefully donuts will be an option.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
Nice. Well, I'll toss it out. For the Tri-Cities, you got to go to Spud Nuts. They're in Richland.
Okay.
Potato-based flour, and it produces a very unique donut.
There you go. Very cool.
I will look for that.
Awesome. So, guys, is there anything else about the Star? I want to. Star. I stumbled for the name there. Promote the Star Geocoin Challenge that you want to share out. Anything else people should know?
Nothing too terribly tricky this year. You know, no having to project waypoints or anything of that nature.
Yeah, no logic puzzles.
No logic puzzles.
Yeah.
The puzzles are super simple, one-stop shopping. You don't have to go drive anywhere to find the final.
Right.
Again, we're wanting to have you walk by a monument or a marker or something that is just not feasible to hide anything there.
Right.
So you make the hide 20, 30, 50 feet the other direction or past your monument or marker.
Yeah. So you may have a little bit of math to do.
Yeah. A little bit of math, a little bit of a hybrid letterbox.
Yeah. But the math is easy. Trust me. It's addition.
Yeah. Again, the goal is to get this done, you know, in a reasonable day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we first started doing the geo tours, they were tourism funded. So, and it was all about heads and beds and bringing people into Spokane to stay in Spokane for a weekend or a couple of days. So we purposefully made the tours, you know, multiple day adventures. But now we don't have to do that. So we're able to really bring it to an adventure that most geocachers want to have, which is a fun day out and about and learning about the area and getting smileys. Mm-hmm.
And the coin.
And earning a coin.
Yeah.
Beautiful coin.
Glow in the dark coin.
Glow in the dark coin. Yes.
Right. Hopefully you won't find any heads in your beds.
You know when that happens.
Staying at the wrong hotels if that happens.
Oh, and conveniently by the cave, our store, there's 3-4 hotels right there at the intersections on either on and off ramp of the freeway.
And tell them Cash Advance sent us.
Try. It didn't work for us, but but we did get a free upgrade when we stayed in one of the nice hotels nearby there. And that was because we were staying on a Monday night and they were pretty empty. So
nice.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Good.
But yeah, definitely lots of places to stay. And it's a neat town to visit. And the rail theme sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge rail buff myself. So put the cards face up on the table there. You know, trains are a mode of transport to me, but I do like history. So I think that you clearly have a tie in there. Now, I am a little bit curious. You said one of the caches about the future. So do you have to use the TARDIS at the
Actually, it looks more like a Stargate.
No.
I'll just leave it at that.
All right. It's not. There's some good clickbait.
It's not wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
No.
Okay. Not this one.
No.
Okay.
But see, then you can't fill out your passport for next year, so you have to come back. You have to go find that cash in the future, and then you can get the passport and the coin.
Yeah. Coming back is always important.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's been awesome, you guys. Thank you very much for talking us through this. Hopefully, you guys can stick around for a bit of the after show.
Sure.
Yep. That'd be great. Awesome.
Okay.
Great. Well, we want to thank our listeners for tuning in tonight and everybody who's been live in the chat there, having lots of fun. Encourage you to continue your hashtag FATAS, and we'll talk about some different stuff in the after show. But again, thank you for tuning in. If you're not listening live, if you're listening to the recorded podcast, we thank you for doing that and hope you've been driving safely or standing at the bus stop safely while you've been listening to this. Or maybe you're on a train. I don't know.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, insane. Well,
I've learned trains aren't all that safe. So
yeah, this is true. Yeah.
You'll see. Trains are not all that safe.
Well, here in Tacoma, we know trains aren't that safe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially the fast ones. Yeah.
No kidding. All right. Well, speaking of trains and train tracks and safety, upcoming shows, our next show next week, Subway Mark is going to be joining the show to talk about the sidetracked caches. It's like we've got a theme going on.
Ooh, trains.
Cool.
Because we know how important trains are to building the West.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
mean, without trains, you know, we probably wouldn't have moved out to this area of the country. So,
yep.
Nice. There All right. Go. So yeah, that's June 21st next week, next Thursday night, episode 256. So yeah, that'll be fun. And of course, we want to thank our faithful Denali level supporters. It's Bounce Bounce, Team Squirrel, and WorldCaching.com. And folks, if you want to know more about supporting the show, make sure you click that Patreon link on the CachingNW.com website. And of course, as we do every week, we want to thank every one of our patrons for all their support they give us every month. It really does help to make this show happen. So thank you very much to B Pendragon, Broncos Fan for Life, Sprouter, Camp Clan, Tick Magnet, Kev MacD, Subway Mark, Dormore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19. That's you. Rose, Mino Seattle, Acrodoc, OBX Geek, Billy Robson, Nice, Antaeus, Keats 94, and Curiosity Girl.
So I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. It's that easy.
And we thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Now, supposing between now and next week, somebody wanted to get a hold of us, let's reach out to our guests here. Where would you prefer people, if they want to get in touch with you guys, how would they contact you?
Oh, the easiest way would be through either of our websites, cache-advance.com or compasscreekdesigns.com. Mm-hmm. And of course, both of those on Facebook and Twitter. I don't have Twitter for Compass Creek, but we do for Cache Advance as well.
All right. Either one of them will reach you, mm-hmm. lovely people. Thank you so much. Len Monkey, how about you?
Well, you know, you can follow us Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. We always encourage that. We're always posting stuff from our hashtag geocache road trips there.
Yeah.
That's at LandMonkeyGC. Of course, on Facebook, we're Team LandMonkey, and the videos do tend to come out every once in a while on YouTube.
They do indeed.
And if you check LandMonkey on YouTube, we've just started releasing our new videos from our GigaStock adventures. So that'll be fun. So check that out. And of course, the website is landmonkey.blogspot.ca.
Great.
What's in, my friend?
How Sir. Do
find you?
How would they find me? You know, I have often said on this podcast, if you want to find interesting and fascinating content, go over to landmonkey.blogspot.ca or cachingnw.com. Otherwise, if you got time to kill, you could find what's in on Twitter, Facebook, and geocaching.com and those kind of places. But there's better things to do with your time. Chris of the Northwest, how about you?
Oh, I don't know how to follow that up. I'm going to go with just look for me on Twitter at CachingNW or Facebook.com/CachingNW. You know what? Head on over to CachingNW.com/hosts to read our bios and find out all those links that we just talked about.
Tons of great information right out there. And for all of you, whether you sponsor us or not, we want to thank you. Yes, even you. Yes, you, for taking the time to listen to this very episode of Caching in the Northwest. Did you know you can be part of the show? Give us a call at 253-693-BFTC. Leave us a comment. Ask us a question. You know what? We've talked about food. Send us your favorite recipe for artichoke dip, because that sounds great.
It does, yeah.
You can do that anytime, day or night. Of course, you know, you can email us at feedback@cachingnw.com, and your support helps to keep quality shows coming. If you like the show, would you please browse over there and click that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website? You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many more podcast platforms. This show is produced by Chris Umfernauer and Jake Kennedy, hosted by the three of us guys, Chris, Jay, and Jim. And, you know, it's licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0, licensed copyright 2018 by Chris Umfernauer. Yeah. I have taken too long because the after show soundbite jumped in before I was ready for it. So stay tuned.
I had an itchy trigger finger. Sorry, it was closer than I thought. That's accidentally okay. touched the after show. So here we are. The after
show. Yeah, that thing. The after show. Sorry, I rambled too long.
Is that like getting played off the stage?
I think it's kind of like a big hook, yeah.
I saw a big hook come out around his neck.
Yeah, it's a virtual hook.
Oh, that's too funny. I wonder where that all started. Like, was there actually a point in time where people actually were hooked off the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think vaudeville so. Era.
Yeah.
Burlesque, yeah.
That's so awesome. I want one of those. I totally want that for work.
I'm going to see if I can get Mrs. Len Monkey to do it to you next week.
Don't get to ask her once.
Just going through the chat here, we had the Fatas from Brylang about the donuts in the Tri-Cities. We talked about that one.
Keepers of the Cash Flow has been working on an AR cache right now.
Sweet.
So I don't know if you know, but AR caches or augmented reality caches are being accepted by geocaching.com for a very limited time.
Oh, nice.
And you can use one of two programs, Metaverse or HP Reveal, to design it. Both those programs are available on iOS and Android. And it'll be similar. Well, it depends on what you want to do. Your creativity is the limit. But we did a couple of AR type caches, lab caches at Geo Woodstock. But
how were those?
Those were okay. But from what I hear, people are doing so much more.
Yeah, I think you can be more creative than what we experienced there. But it was a good start, right? Give you an idea of how does it work and, you know, what's sort of a starting point of things you could do and how does it sort of interact. So I think it was really good to give people a primer and let you know, okay, this is out here. This can be done. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, here's a small amount of variety within a theme of what can be done. But then, you know how it is with geocachers. Once you let them loose, now you're going to have like the spectrum of different cool stuff coming out. I'm really excited.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, go ahead.
I just said indeed.
Oh, sorry.
I agreed.
There was a question from Bounce Bounce in the chat. Is the Spokane event a mega?
No, but yet. My shirt is.
As long as you wear the shirt, you can consider it a mega event.
Yeah.
Speaking
of shirts, Chris, do you have Star on your shirt just for the Spokane Trains and Rails?
Well, yes, that's the whole reason I wore this. Awesome. I have to wear that the day of, won't I?
That was great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
we're looking forward to the mega Tri-Cities, mm-hmm. you know, after all these gigas. Yeah. A nice mega would be great.
Yeah. Kick back and relax a little.
A little more intimate.
Too many gigas.
Yeah.
That's funny.
3 days of giga for us.
That was a lot of giga.
I'm kind of done with donuts, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Did everybody get to Skyline Chili too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Skyline and Gold Star.
And Gold Star.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there are two competing chains.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, I like Gold Star a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're basically the same.
After a while.
Anybody in Cincinnati just, turned me off when I said that. But it's like saying Burger King and McDonald's. They're pretty much the same.
They are.
Yeah, going through the, at the time, going through the Facebook feeds, it sort of became, wouldn't it be easier to name all the cashers that didn't eat at Skyline?
Yeah. I did not check in.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't call that chili. It's kind of a meat sauce.
Yeah.
And it didn't have tomatoes. With
cheese.
Yeah. What surprised me is I'm allergic to tomatoes. And so we wanted to go there and I thought, well, I'll just have a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
But they double assured me there were no tomatoes in the chili.
Really?
So it's tomato free. So I was actually able to eat chili for the first time in years.
Wow.
Oh, well, now you have a new favorite dish.
If you're within like the three blocks of that Skyline and you're hungry, I guess that's your new favorite dish.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was okay.
I agree with you. It was just okay. It was different. I've never had it before.
Yeah.
There you go. I've experienced something new.
Yeah.
So there was, looking back at the cache, the chat. You know where my brain is.
Cache's in the chat.
Yeah. The C word.
Yeah. Looking back at the chat, Keats94 had a hashtag Fatas in there. Said, speaking of high speed rail, I hear both Premier and Governor are interested in a quick rail link across the 49th parallel. I hear Spokane is one of the terminus stops in this rail proposal. Now, that's new to me. I hadn't heard about it reaching out to Spokane. I heard that it was Tacoma to Vancouver, or Seattle. Sorry, Seattle to Vancouver is what I understood the line was going to be. I hadn't heard anything about Spokane. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
I haven't heard anything about any of this.
Yeah, it'd be a great alternative to having to fly because airports are awful.
Yeah, and you know it's a good 3.5-4 hour drive with traffic included to get from Vancouver down to Seattle, and having a high-speed rail connection in that takes like an hour would be amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So I know, as Keats had shared, I know that the governor of Washington and the premier of BC have been talking about it. In fact, it was been talking about before our last election we had up here, and I think that there's progress being made in the planning stages. But again, if you think about the size of that project, it's going to take years and years before it's done. But no, I hadn't heard anything about it heading out to Spokane. So that's a new one on me.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to ask the
parallel. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you got to get yourself across the Cascades, right? That's the,
That's
the challenge.
That's probably Catch Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite that fast. Maybe they can go through the Cascades.
Yeah.
I think that's been done.
For only a couple of miles, not enough to go all the way through though.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll make doing the Ape Cache a little more challenging. Yeah. Train.
It's a 20-mile tunnel you have to walk through.
There you go.
There you go. What else have we got going on in Patas? Keats again had said day 253 of his geocaching streak. He may have developed a special bond with it. Doesn't know if he can say goodbye at the at 366 is his goal, and he figures it'll be tough to stop when he gets there. But 253 days, that's pretty good, buddy.
Very good. Yeah,
that's very good.
Yeah, no kidding. Most that's I impressive. Lasted 30, I think.
Well, in a long time ago when I had the inventory in town to do it.
Right.
I did a 100-day streak, and at 100 logged, and I'm done.
I can do like four, and then I then life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much planning, you know, and Keats can verify this. You have your target and two backups each day.
Yeah.
And when all three go south, then you're just on your own.
Yeah.
So did you ever find one at 11:59 and another one at 12:01?
I was just going to say that. You're up at midnight every other day.
Okay. There you go. I had one day for sure when we did our long streak where I went out. And it was, of course, you know, classic Pacific Northwest, late autumn, early winter evening. So you can picture what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. And DNF. Oh, crap. All right. Well, let's try backup. DNF. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. One more DNF. Oh, no. Now what am I going to do? So phone call back home. I'm going to be late tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, for Team Finn, today is day 395 for them.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Wow. Impressive. Almost to 400.
And 100 on a geometry test yesterday.
There you go.
Now, one of the things we do like to keep up in the after show is with Team Finn's young member Cameron and his grades. So he did get 100 on his geometry test. Tomorrow he has a science final project due. So start working on it now.
That's right.
and a final English project due. And a geometry final. But other than that, he's got nothing going.
Time on his hand. Jeez.
Yeah.
So make sure dad's doing the science project for you because this is how these things work.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, keepers of the cash flow, they're kind of, I like their comment. I think we have a 4-day streak. Good for you.
I probably had 5 or 6 when I was doing the Geo Woodstock.
It sounds like balance in life there. That's what that sounds like.
Well, what's that challenge where you have a longer streak finding than you do not finding?
Yeah.
Yeah, busting the slump or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, beating the slump. You know, I have a 100 day find in like a 32 knot. So, you know, I've just always got that covered. That's the one I watch. You know, make sure I keep that one. And whenever in a strange area, there's generally one of those challenges. And yeah, got that.
Yeah. Nice. We also see that Bounce Bounce is working on a lab cache while listening to the show, but that's normal for him.
Oh, cool. Is that for Tri-Cities?
Yeah,
is that
the Geo Coin Fest?
Coin Fest.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And you guys there could be a rumor of a Bounce Bounce Goblin Dust team up.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
There's your Stargate in real life. Yeah.
I don't know if those two are actually allowed to work on things together because I think that the universe folds in on
it. Yeah. Fold in on itself. Exactly.
Thanks, Goblin Dust.
I got to say, you know, this past May, we had Bounce Bounce volunteered to come up to a big event we put on up here in Richmond, Vancouver area, and brought a bunch of his lab caches up for people to check out. And man, were they a hit. So,
oh, they're awesome. Yeah.
It was neat because a lot of folks who cache up in Vancouver haven't had the chance to get down and see a Bounce Bounce cache yet. So,
nice. Oh, really cool. Neat. Yeah.
I'm not sure I've done one. Haven't had the opportunity.
Bounce Bounce has several puzzle boxes and pelican cases that he carries around to events.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are always a lot of fun. And then he's got some, not only some great travel bug hotels that seem to win awards every week, but he's got some gadget caches in the area too. Mm-hmm. That, and they're all absolutely fantastic.
Great.
That's great. Yeah.
Do they tend to be like gadget caches or what are they calling now? The smart caches?
Yeah, more like smart caches.
He's done both. The smart caches are, in the pelican cases that he takes with him.
Ah, okay.
So what's the difference?
The gadget caches I define are mechanical.
Okay.
Mechanical or simple electrical, like West Virginia Tim's antenna that came out of the chimney of the building.
Battery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the smart caches are similar to the ones we did with Joshua in Minnesota. It was broadcasting between ammo cans, the cords.
Literally.
Yeah. Somebody had to press on one ammo can, then 150 feet away, it was receiving it, and that's how you got your cords.
That's cool.
Teamwork required.
Yeah, and so those are all electronic, you know, Arduino-type stuff.
Exactly. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart cache. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, just wasn't sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's a good definition, JD. I like that. It makes sense.
Cool.
Oh, let's see. Keepers of the Cash Flow Check. Yeah, longest slump is 117 days. Streak is 4 days. Just double checked.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I went over to project-gc.com while we were chatting here, just because that's where I find my numbers.
Okay.
I have a streak of 188, I'll have you know.
Nice.
Without a find. Yeah, my longest consecutive streak with finds is 9.
Okay.
So there you go.
And you know, it's just the epitome of this game. This is the way some people love to play it.
Yep.
And yep. Other people say, how can you do such a thing? Excuse me while I go on my power trail.
Somebody just last night asked me about, you know, geocaching. I said, you know, it is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's a, so my, I still don't have the calendar filled in. I don't have
me either.
The difficulty train filled in because
me either.
That's just happening organically, naturally.
Yeah. If
that happens, that happens.
Yeah.
And
I worked to get my calendar filled in a few years ago. And
some people just are driven. They they need to get that calendar filled. Why is tomorrow not here?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And at some point, it becomes fun to leave the calendar unfilled just to drive other geocachers crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For the longest time, I avoided finding a geocache in Oregon because my buddy was from there, and it just – that drove him nuts. He would he would set up trips, you know, with a dog rescue. You know, we're going to Portland, and we got snowed out. We didn't even make it past Cheney, and then finally one day I signed a traveling cache. Oh. And then it ended up in Oregon, and he's like watching my stats, and he messaged, you have a find in Oregon. You didn't take me. And I said, what?
That's why I got Texas for the first time.
Like, darn traveling cache. Texas.
Yeah. But then soon enough, it went away and I was back to zero again. So, but then eventually we did like a cache machine in Oregon. And
The Hood River. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I've got a question for you, Lisa.
Sure.
With the Hidden Creatures promotion that's coming out, there's a bunch of different swag that HQ has. I've seen there's patches and coins and things like that. Will you have any of that for sale already for the Tri-Cities or no?
No, that's a good question. I wasn't intending to, but maybe I should.
I'll tell you, if you have the patches, we'll buy one of those for sure.
Yeah. So
to be considered. Okay.
we're just debating on whether now do we owe you a commission? Do we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot disclose. Cannot confirm nor deny.
There you go.
That there may be some of that going out in cash crates.
Ooh.
Right. Tomorrow.
We're not exciting. It depends.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But extra inventory for Tri-Cities. I don't know. Is there a lot of interest in that?
Artwork is amazing, is what I think. So when I saw their patches that they promoted, I thought, oh wow. Like Mrs. Monkey collects patches anyway, so we were going to get one anyhow.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
cool. I saw the artwork on it. I thought, wow, that's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Big too. They're like this big.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah, they're quite large.
and of course, I'm sure they're going to have coins and tags and whatever. Mm-hmm. Mythical creatures. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's really quite a long promotion, so.
It doesn't start officially for another week or so.
No, it would start after. That's why I was curious because it doesn't start until 27. After.
Yeah, but the products are available for sale. I was actually just shopping on through my distributor login for some products. Last week we got a shipment in, and then I have more coming in tomorrow. So let me know if there's any other than a patch. If there's anything else, we'll be sure to have it.
Fantastic. Cool. All right. We've got Keepers of the Cash Flow reminding that June 27th is the start, I believe, of the event or the promotion, I guess they call it. They called it a promotion when I interviewed Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. It's a promotion.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'm sort of liking the concept. This one seems simple, simple to calculate and do. And for me, is just the right amount of challenge to get them to get all the creatures right. Yeah, obviously, there's going to be some that Chaz done in a day. You know, you call this a challenge, and others that are there's no way I could ever do this. You know, right. So
I think it depends on the day, but yeah, for sure.
Well, the last couple of promotions have really pushed variety.
Yeah,
you know, go. Yeah. Within this week, find this type of cache, you know, this go to an event. This one is sheer numbers. So, you know, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
One cache find, be it any type of cache, an event cache, or, you know, it could be a traditional to a giga is one point. You need to find 100 of them.
Yep.
Well, and like Audrey said, so if you're curious about this, you go back an episode or two. I think it was last episode, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
We played the interview with Audrey last week.
Could be. Yes.
Listen to that episode, and then you'll get all the scoop on everything about that from Audrey at HQ. But I'm curious about our guests and our hosts here on the show. Have any of you guys done that the quiz that they put out, like which hidden creature are you? Has anybody done that?
I have not done that. No.
No, I'm curious too. I actually almost started it and then got sidetracked with business.
Actual work.
I haven't heard of it, so
I really wanted to be the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So I did it once. I'll tell you what I got there in a moment. But then I came back and answered it again. And okay, how would I have to? And I answered it correctly to be a Bigfoot. So I figured out the algorithm.
So
but it was your Kobayashi Maru. Yeah.
Can somebody post a link? Chat maybe to take the quiz. How long does it take?
I had posted that in my Twitter.
Oh, it's 5 or 6 questions. It's rather quick.
It does. Okay.
So when I did it, answering the questions truthfully.
Mm-hmm. You're a unicorn.
A troll.
Oh.
Okay.
I was a troll.
I wonder if they come up random. Can you fill it out the same? Oh, again, the same way, and do you get a different creature?
Buzzkill? Yeah. Chris, you'll always be a unicorn to me.
Yeah.
A troll kind of fits me. Let me go hide under the bridge. I don't want to talk to people.
So I've just posted a couple of links. Yeah, there's a few links getting posted in there already from different
people. I see it. Yeah.
So I went through this and I did it, and I came up as a dragon. Which initially I was thinking, oh, that's I was fully expecting to get a Yeti is what I thought I was going to end up with. But then what was funny, I read their little description and I read it out loud to Mrs. Monkey, and she just laughed when I read it. She said, yep, that's you. So their description is, dragons are very driven creatures. They are willing to take risks, are unafraid of challenges, and are very self-motivated. While dragons frequently find themselves helping others, they rarely will ask for help of their own. I thought, yeah, that does kind of sound like me. That's pretty good. I was pretty impressed with their little BuzzFeed quiz, how close that was to reality.
Wow.
Ryling's a Yeti.
There you go.
Three Hams is a fairy, according to the according to the survey there.
The creature, the fairy, yeah.
I Ham is a Bigfoot.
I just clicked the link and tried to do it, and it completely froze up my computer. So,
oh, don't be doing it then.
I just clicked through it, and I'm a fellow dragon to land monkey. So,
way to go, dragon brother.
Let me try it again, see if I can get it to work.
You guys can go off and play Mahjong.
I specialize in the rarely asking for help section.
No matter how lost you are, huh?
Exactly.
I specialize in the taking risks section.
I don't know. We'll have to. One of the Woodstocks, I think it was in Warren, Pennsylvania. We're out there, and we're trying to find the access point. And it was one of the. No, it was long. I think one of the oldest in Pennsylvania. But
so we have
a Garmin in the windshield. We drove out that year.
Yeah,
we have 2 DeLorme handhelds. We have 2 more in the back as backups, and we are lost.
Ooh.
And up ahead.
Well, we knew where we were, but we just couldn't find the way in to get to the cache.
So up ahead, I see a Amish person in their cart, with their
right on.
Triangle thing. Well, let's go ask them. Says, no, we're not going to go ask them. It would have been so funny.
I would think sir, what the geocache was.
Sir, this isn't working well for us, and neither is that one. And how can you help us?
How do you get around?
But it would have been fun.
One thing we have learned caching together is 3 hosts. You never ask directions from somebody on a riding lawnmower.
Yeah. Is that rule 14?
14. Okay. Rule 14.
Over in the chat, Keepers of the Cash Flow says that they got the Griffin. Sass Cash got Mermaid. Keats got Griffin.
So
I just did it answering completely different. I came up with the Kraken. I released the Kraken.
There you go.
Okay. Whoa.
I'm sorry. The show's over. I have released the Kraken.
Funny. So now we're all curious what Lisa and JD are.
I tried again and it froze my computer up again. So
we're technologically unadvanced.
To Twitter later.
We may never know.
Yeah. Obviously, we're Bigfoots because we can't use electronics.
Yeah.
More Amish than Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Amish, a mythical creature.
Oh, too funny. All right. Well, what do you think, guys? Wrap it up for tonight?
I think so.
Awesome.
JD and Lisa, thank you for joining us in the after show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. I don't understand why you keep having us, but thanks.
One of these days we'll learn.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the best guest we've had tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, with words like that, they'll come back next week.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, no, we just got turned down. They're not
coming. No, but remind us, or we'll remind you, though, probably after Ape and Tall Ships event, we'll somehow or another try to arrange a show about Cash Dash Splash.
Oh, great. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll be happening shortly thereafter.
Yes. Yeah. In September.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another cool coin.
Okay. Oh, how do you know about that? Well, no, that's another show.
That's right.
Well, JD and Lisa, thank you again. And thank you each and every one for sticking with us. Until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.